everyone. Let's get started with our news.
Today we have Miss Anderson to tell us more about the readathon. She has been nice enough to give us behind-the-scenes details.
Where did you get this idea?
Last May I went to a workshop, and at the workshop the instructor said a good way to motivate kids to read is to have a contest. So I went to Mr. G and said, "Do you think we can have a readathon?" And he said, "Absolutely. Talk to Miss Simon." Miss Simon agreed, and we started planning from there.
Why did you choose 500,000 minutes?
We based the 500,000 minutes on recommendations from other contests that we looked into, and we thought that it was reachable for the school. So we recommended 10 minutes of reading a night for the first and second graders, and 20 minutes a night for the third and fourth graders.
What was the total number of minutes the students read?
920,604 minutes.
Did every kid participate?
Overall, most students regularly participated. Sometimes they did not, but then they went back to participating the next week.
What books have been read the most?
Harry Potter, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and in the younger grades, a lot of Dr. Seuss books.
Can you tell everyone about the prizes and recommendations for the top readers?
The top readers in every grade received a book with a certificate and a $25 gift card to spend wherever they chose to. Each top class received a pizza party.
Do other kids also get prizes?
Yes, we gave prizes for the students who put forth the most effort, and we gave prizes to the weekly class winners. So even though they didn't win in the end, sometimes kids won the weekly minutes, and they received a prize as well.
How did you get Mr. G to agree to the pies?
I didn't. It was his idea. And when he said it, I said, "Okay, let's go with it. Anyone who wants a pie in his face, that's fine by me."
Did Mr. G think that the pies were fake?
Well, according to Mr. G, the pies were pies. Whipped cream in a pie tin, according to him, qualifies for a pie, so they were not fake.
Did Mr. Fitzgibbons, Ms. Anderson, and Ms. Kears get hit with the pies?
Yes, we all did. Mr. Fitzgibbon, I have to say, got hit twice.
What kind of pie?
They were whipped cream pies.
Will this event be in the newspapers or on METV?
We invited both, but we will be on METV.
Have you had any extra special helpers?
We had very many helpers throughout the community called sponsors who helped with the funding for the readathon. But most importantly, we had four parent volunteers who helped run the readathon in school. The names of the volunteers were Mrs. Coda, Mrs. Patel, and Miss Jennings. But most of all, we have to say a very big thank you to Mrs. Kathleen Hill, who ran the tallies and the minutes on a weekly basis, and without her, the readathon would not have been such a success as it was.
Do you think it's been successful?
Absolutely. I think anytime you get children to read, you have a success on your hands.
Are you going to do it next year?
It would be nice to do so, but we need to consult with Mr. G because it became so big this year that it was sometimes hard for two teachers to handle with just the parent volunteers. So if we do it next year, it would be nice to have a committee.
Will you use the same number of minutes?
Knowing what was possible this year, we might increase the minutes and make it higher, more of a challenge.
Thank you, Mrs. Anderson, for giving us the scoop about the readathon.
You're very welcome.